April is National Poetry Month. This is the Living Poetry Canon. This is April 4th, and here is a poet for today. Pierre Joris, a prolific poet and translator and educator and collaborator, has moved between the U.S., Europe, and North Africa for 45 years, publishing close to 50 books of poetry, essays, and translations. Most recently, Meditations on the Stations of Mansour al-Halaj from Chax Press and the University of California Book of North African Literature, co-edited with Habib Tangor. Exile is My Trade, a Habib Tangor reader, came out in 2012, as did Pierre Joris, Cartographies of the In-Between, edited by Peter Cockleberg, with essays on Joris's work. Barzak, Poems 2000 to 2012, will come out from Black Widow Press in June 2014. With Jerome Rothenberg, he edited Poems for the Millennium, Volume 1 and 2, the University of California Book of Modern and Postmodern Poetry. His work has been translated into French, Spanish, Luxembourgish, Arabic, Chinese, Slovenian, Czech, and Hungarian. Check out his Nomadics blog, which brings quasi-daily news of poetry and allied matters worldwide. Joris is a graduate of Bard College, 1969, his first landfall in the Americas, and after much nomadic travel, Joris returned to the Mid-Hudson Valley in 1992 and taught at the University in Albany for 20-plus years. He now lives and works in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, with his wife, performance artist Nicole Perafit. They'll be back up Bard Way for the graduation this May of son Miles, who'll be a resident of Hudson for the foreseeable future, which delights his father as it gives him an excuse to return to a landscape he recognized when he first laid eyes on it in 1967 as the psychotopography of his adolescent imagination of America through reading James Fenimore Cooper's Leather Stocking Tales. Here is a poem by Pierre Joris. In-Betweennesses. Is it a good thing to find two empty pages between the day, before yesterday and yesterday, when trying to make room for the blue opera afternoon of today, a Sunday like any Sunday in May? There is no one could tell or judge, yet my own obsession with the in-between should dictate the answer and thus let me rejoice at being able to insert today between the day before yesterday and yesterday, as if it were the yeast of night allowed these spaces to open. Do not say holes to grow. In the spongy tissue of this, my papery time-space discontinuum, leaven of earth, yeast of writing, of running, writing to earth, in these in-betweennesses that now pleases as much as the opera in ear, that asks, Que Dieu vous le tende dans l'autre monde? But the desire is to stay right here in this world, this in-between, even as the sound changes and the radio sings on. Son vada o resti intanto non partire di qua. Exactly my feeling cozy on these pages now filled and pushing up against yesterday. That was a new poem by Pierre Joris entitled In-Betweennesses, read on the Living Poets Canon by Rebecca Wolfe with permission of the author. Thanks for your time.